This is the Mahoning Valley Organizing Collaborative's action update for December 2, 2011. On October 20th, over 250 residents of the Mahoning Valley gathered to show support for teachers, firefighters, police, and other state workers who had their collective bargaining and other union rights removed when Senate Bill 5 was passed earlier in 2011. 1,000 Cincinnati residents and 500 Toledo residents had rallied in the previous weeks. The actions of Mahoning Valley residents contributed to the repealing of SB 5 on November 8th, when more than 2,063,000 Ohio citizens voted against it. On November 17th in Washington, D.C., leaders of the Ohio Organizing Collaborative's Retirement Security Campaign attended the first Occupy the Joint Commission on Capitol Hill, which was hosted by Senators Sanders and Mulkiski. Over 200 leaders gathered from all over the country, including members of Campaign for Community Change, PICO, Alliance for Retired Americans, SEIU, National People's Action, Caring Across Generations, and others, to tell the Super Committee to wake up to protect Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, as well as the values and dignity of Americans. This was followed by actions at the offices of Senators Portman and Brown. You can watch Charlene Allen of the Retirement Security Campaign in action by visiting our Action Update link on our website at www.mvorganizing.org. In other news, the citizens group Trumbull Neighborhood Partnership, or TNP, was recently awarded over $356,000 from HUD to study 7,000 vacant properties and lots within the city of Warren. Matt Martin, the director of TNP, hopes that the outcome of the study will identify properties that can be reclaimed as part of a strategy to reinvest in Warren's communities and neighborhoods for healthier, more sustainable places to live. The Mahoning Valley Organizing Collaborative is a core partner on this grant, as well as the study that will be conducted in five targeted corridors of Warren. Incoming Mayor Doug Franklin supports TNP's efforts. You can find the link with the Action Update story on our website at www.mvorganizing.org. That's it for this update. Thank you for listening.